Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the 2016 census showed 12% of Irish society are people of migrant backgrounds. Yet, of the 160 members in the Dáil, only one is of ethnic minority. Out of 949 local councillors, only 10 are from migrant backgrounds and only 2 are black. Well, now Longford County Council is redressing this imbalance with the election of Uraimu Adejimi as the Cathaoirleach of Longford Municipal District. And she joins us now on the line. And thank you very much, Uraimu, for joining us this evening. Your party, Fianna Fáil, are saying that you've become Ireland's first female African mayor. How does it make you feel?
It is brilliant indeed. And hi, Sarah, and thanks. Hello to your listeners. Thanks for having me on this evening. It is an absolute joy, an absolute delight for myself, my family, my dear Fianna Fáil party. You know, for migrants, it's a huge moment of joy for everyone.
And can you tell us a little bit about your background? I believe you came from Nigeria to Longford in 2003. And at the time, you had a very young family.
Yes, indeed. So I had all my children in Ireland. I have 3 lovely children. My eldest is 18 now. He's in third level education in University of Limerick. My second son is 16. He's just finished TY in St. Mel's College in Longford. And my daughter just graduated today from St. Joseph National School in Longford, and she'll be heading to second year in September. So yes, my family is well settled in the Longford community at this stage there.
Yeah, certainly are. And I believe you also have Irish citizenship. And I wonder, how do you identify yourself? Because as I say, Fianna Fáil is saying you've become Ireland's first female African mayor. Do you think of yourself as African or African Irish? Or how do you think of yourself? Or do you think about that?
Oh, yes, indeed, Sarah. I am very much very comfortable with my identity. So I identify as Irish and I identify as African, Sarah. So absolutely, I wear both hats with confidence and with comfort.
And can you tell me then about how you started to get involved in politics?
Indeed, Sarah. So in 2016, I just got involved in the whole general election process at that time. And then my neighbour approached me and invited me to join Fianna Fáil party. And I was happy, you know, to get involved. I'm a huge community activist, so I've always been passionate about the community. I'm involved in a lot of local activities in the church, in GAA, in rugby, in the schools. So I this was another opportunity to me to further engage with another cohort in my community. So I read about Fianna Fáil. I was comfortable to be aligned with the policies and I joined the party in 2016, and I became politically active as well as being a community activist.
And how did you find it, Uraimu, when you joined it? Because as I said, in terms of the statistics that we know in this now, they're quite outdated because they're from 2016, but they show that 12% of Irish society are people of migrant backgrounds, but we don't see that reflected in our politics, both local or national. So how did you find you were received?
I was very much welcome, I have to say, Sarah, in my Longford Fianna Fáil family. And I was embraced, I was encouraged to participate at meetings, and I actually was elected to various roles in the Common. I'm the vice chair of Longford Common, and I'm the PRO of Longford Longford CC, and you know, I'm very engaged in Longford CDC, and I indeed discovered that there was very little involvement of people of migrant background in political parties. And to be honest, until I was approached in 2016, I didn't consider getting into a party. So however, when that became apparent, I started actively engaging with my friends, encouraging them and sharing the advantages of, you know, getting more politically active, because, you know, we talk about issues in terms of, you know, getting access to work, getting equal opportunity. And, you know, government is where policies are decided upon. That's where legislation is done up. So this is where we can really try to start influencing things to make sure that when policies are being rolled out, when regulations are being made, you know, every aspect of society is being catered for. And so I was more than happy to get engaged. My attitude is, if there's an issue, get in there and fix it. So instead of bemoaning the absence, I try to get involved to try and steer things in the right direction for the benefit of everybody.
And what are the issues, do you think, for people of migrant backgrounds, or migrants indeed living in the country? And I know they're not an homogenous group, and they will have different groups will have different issues, but are there any issues across the board for migrant communities that you think aren't being dealt with at local or national level politically as a result of the lack of representation that could be dealt with if there was representation there?
I think if we think of, and I think these are intersectionalities actually filter around to different considerations, because like the absence of having migrant representation means that, say, for example, when I was in the private sector and I was working in multinational companies, you would hear things like the organizational culture. And when you think about an organizational culture, an Irish organization will have an Irish culture, and that wouldn't take into account the cultural differences of, say, other ethnic migrant groups. I'll give you another example. I was contacted by officers of TILSLAB. They were looking for more migrant foster parents, let me say African foster parents, for example, so that when they, in the event of African children, for example, being taken into foster care, they would want to continue that culture. And I posed the question to see, you know, how diverse was TUSLA as an organization in itself, because they had an approval process to qualify African families to be foster carers. And there was a gap in that process, because if, say, an invigilator, for example, is coming in to look at that, to interview that family, if they're not aware of the cultural behavior of Africans, something that's normal in an African community might raise their concern
Really interesting point and a good examples as to how it could change if there was more representation. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening to talk us through your own situation. That's Yuremu Adejimi, who is Cathaoirleach now of Longford Municipal District. We'll take a break.